children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, right now on the Holographic Gypsy Tour. Madeline and I are in Washington in the Seattle area, and tomorrow we go to Grants Pass, Oregon, and we heard tell that somebody down in Ashland might be interested in putting on a gathering, but we don't know. So if you're in that area and you're interested, give us a holler. In the meantime, tonight we are going to be doing a healing circle. So it's myself and Madeline and Petrella, and the three of us are not only having a great time here, but we've had some really interesting experiences in the beam of the vortex. So we're kind of all charged up and ready to go, and we are here to help you guys. So anybody that would like to have a healing, please do give us a call or get on the fast chat. I do have fast chat tonight. And other than that, you may have to listen to me ramble. Oh, no. I have a few things to say, as usual. So until someone calls in, I think what I want to talk to you about a little bit is about the new spiritual economy. And so we met a transformational spiritual alchemist, and she was quite fascinating. She was talking about the new spiritual economy. And you know, as you've listened, you know, through the months here as we've been going, I'm sure you've heard me say quite a few things. One of the things that this lady said that was so interesting is that she said, you know, everybody's talking about how they want to be in the new spiritual economy where everybody just shares their abundance and everybody shares their energy and there's no money, la, 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 la. Well, we're not there yet. But part of the reason we're not there is because the light workers who are wanting to move into this are not trusting. So you're trying to keep one foot in the old world and deal with that the old way, and trying to put one foot in the new world and not able to take that leap yet. So in order to bring things to more fruition as far as this whole spiritual economy goes, I would say that, you know, you kind of have to loosen up a little bit. And we have had some amazing things happen while we've been out on the road. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, there were people who think it's okay to throw a buck or two in the pot. And even after they've been told, listen, you know, gas just went up to almost $5 a gallon, and, you know, we're traveling to bring this to people to help them. And, you know, and people would just sit there and think that that was absolutely fine. Now, the problem with that from a spiritual standpoint is that you are not treating the spiritual lessons that you're getting with importance. What you're doing if you do that is you're basically telling spirit, there's nothing here that's of value to me. And I hadn't really thought about it that way until this lady explained it to me. She said, you gotta start teaching about this. I said, I don't want to teach about this. And she said, you must. And she said, the problem is that people don't understand that the way they treat someone who brings a spiritual experience to them is the way they treat spirit, because you are standing there as the representative of spirit in front of these people. And so if they are not treating you with respect and recognizing the value in what you're doing, then that's what they're saying about spirit. I said, wow, that is really amazing. And I hadn't thought about it that way. So I don't know if that helps you guys. But, you know, you might want to consider that and talk to other people about it. And just basically start paying more attention. How are you treating spirit? If you want to have more spirit in your life, then you're going to have to start acting as though spirit is important to you. Just a thought. You know how those thoughts get. Oh yeah, we're on the extreme spiritual makeover. That's it. Madeline coined that phrase as we were we were traveling through a couple places, and she said, boy, if these people had to do what we did, they would probably have a heart attack and a stroke simultaneously and fall over. She said, this is the extreme spiritual makeover. And it really is. You know, and what we're doing is we're doing our best to bring people into the new way of dealing with things, the new spiritual economy where everyone is valued and everything that you do is recognized as something that can help and something that can move you into a higher vibratory rate. And, you know, having to watch people as we've gone across the states, I can say some people stepped up and, you know, they didn't have much and they gave everything that they had. The people who had the most usually gave the least, which I thought was interesting. Now, there are a few exceptions, of course, and you know, we've met up with some people that were just really incredible and are really helpful, anywhere from information that's going to change the vortex experience to something even greater, or, you know, monetary support here and there, feeding us, you know, keeping us, you know, in, out from the elements and things like that. So I guess all I wanted to say about that basically is just, you know, watch how you're treating spirit. You know, I'm not worried about me. I came back here to help. But my question to everybody else out there is, what about you? How are you treating spirit? You know, if you try to get by on the least amount of money, then you're going to continue to have to get by on the least amount of money. And you start treating people that are representing spirit with value, then you will get more value in your spiritual life. And that's just the way it is. Okay, so enough of that soapbox. I can tell you it was very transformative. So we have a couple people that are on the fast chat. We have our friend Dom. We have our friend Carla. And so I am betting that you guys might like to have some healing energy sent your way. Now, if there's anybody else on the fast chat that would like that, I'm thinking what we can do is join everybody together, and we will just let it rip with some healing energy. So if you guys think that might be a good idea, let's go ahead and do that. And what we'll do is we will combine the three of us along with whoever says they want to do this, and we will just do it, and we'll see what happens. Now, we've done group healings before, and it's been quite amazing, and I think that that may be more of what we're doing as we move into this new age. I really think there's going to be some amazing changes. So this is going to work for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual things. So if you have some darkness within you, that counts as spiritual. If you have any kind of emotional things that you just need some help with, that counts too. So what I'd like you guys to do is think about something that you would like to have changed for the better. And I know, I hear you guys jumping up and down and showing me your wallets. We'll do that a little bit later. How's that? First of all, let's do some healing on physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual stuff. So come up with one thing, because I'm going to have you actually visualize something as we're doing this. So come out with one thing that you can keep track of. Otherwise, it gets a little bit too messy. Okay. All right, so we got a few people and some dogs that are ready for some healing. Okay. Okay, there we go. So we're going to help everybody. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to call in Archangel Raphael. Beloved Archangel Raphael and beloved Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we call you in now into our circle of healing. We call in the prime creator of everything. We call in our own guides and guardians. And we call in St. Luke and all of the ascended masters that would like to help. And we call in our spirit guides also in the animal form. We call in the earth elementals meaning fire, water, air, and earth. We call in the one that we know as the god of nature, Pan. We call in Mother Earth herself. And we call in Mother Mary. And we call in even more whoever is your personal healing guide, like Kuan Yin. Anybody like that, Buddha. Let's get them all in here together. And now, for all of you who are waiting for this in this circle of healing, see yourself actually sitting in a circle. And in the center of this circle is a beautiful waterfall. And it's coming straight out of heaven. It's like rainbow lights. And it's coming down into this beautiful pond, and you're sitting at the edge of it. And all around you are the angels and the ascended masters and the nature elementals, and gods and goddesses, all of the ones that you go to for healing. And now take this one thing that you've thought of for your healing. And I want you to put it into the rainbow fountain, this beautiful waterfall. Just stick it in there and let it float around. Maybe it sinks, maybe it floats, maybe it becomes something else. And as you watch this, really watch it. Watch the lights. And now I'd like you to realize that the three of us are standing behind you, but still within the circle of these beautiful beings that have come to help. And we're putting our hands out so that we form sort of a triangle around you. And all of the other beings in the circle behind us and around you are putting their hands in a circular manner. Not quite holding hands. And now take a deep breath and feel a pulse of brilliant white light hit you from the center of this waterfall. It rolls out and it drives out any negative energy concerning the thing that you're asking about. And as you see the darkness pull up out of you and go into the air, notice that the light is so brilliant and so vibrant that it completely dissolves the negative energies instantly. And now you might hear a slight hum, like an energetic hum that's coming from all around us. And now you might feel the prickles of energy upon your skin. And really start to feel the life that is within your body. And now ease yourself into that rainbow pool. Get on in there. Now play in that pool. Soak up the rainbow. There's more. It keeps coming. And you're playing in the pool. People, animals, everybody. And notice how brilliant the colors are. Notice how beautiful every being that's in that pool is. And you may be laughing at how the colors of the rainbow streak across your skin. It's kind of tickling. And you laugh as you see the colors flash across the other people and the animals. stay in there and soak that up until you feel squeaky. And when you feel really squeaky clean, then you can come back out of the pool and sit back down around the edge of the pool. And now open your heart. See the petals of your heart unfolding like a lotus. And now notice that around you is a brilliant golden white light. Every beautiful being of light that's around the circle is sending you this golden white light. And it's coming all around you like a bright beam. And now it's encompassing everybody. And it's coming right through you. Feel the vibrance with that beam. Feel the warmth. And now see that it continues right through you and goes on to focus on this rainbow waterfall. Now, if you feel like you need a little bit more of the healing energy, go back into the pool, go over to the waterfall, and stand in the combination of the golden light and the rainbow light. Just let it wash down all over you. Stay in there till you feel squeaky. Ah, I see somebody brought dolphins. Now take all of that healing energy within you. Take a deep breath and pulse it throughout your body. Take another deep breath and pulse it throughout your mind. Take another deep breath and pulse it all the way up to your highest self. Okay. That's the beginning. Now check yourself and see if that has removed everything that you were concerned about. Check around in your body. Check around in your mind. And check that line all the way up to your highest self. Okay, now come all the way back to your body. Be here now. And let us know how you're doing. Because the three of us, we're sending you energy. So if we lit somebody's shorts on fire, we're sorry about that. But send us a picture. So let's see how everybody's doing with this. We've got quite a few people on the fast chat here. So let us know. So how do you ladies feel about that?
When we went around the circle with the golden white light, it was like each person was encompassed in individually, but then it went on to connect the one next to it and circle that, and then went on to the... So it was a big chain around the whole group.
Cool. So we had a chain of golden light. That's what I thought, but it's nice to hear it from somebody else. What do you think, Madeline?
What do I think? Do I think?
Does it hurt? I don't know.
Mostly in the rainbow colors was the action of the healing.
Cool. Okay, so we had the golden light and the rainbow colors. So what do you guys think out there in fast chat land? did we get anybody back? I might have put them all asleep, you know. I have that tendency. It's either that or something else could have happened.
Went over the waterfall.
Madeline says somebody went over the waterfall. Oh, Lord, we crack ourselves up, you know. So let us know. Let's see. Dom says his knees feel cold. Carla felt a lot in toes and feet. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, see, I could feel the coolness of the rainbow washing over us. And so I was feeling that. And I think that probably you guys might have felt a little bit more, too. Do you guys feel anything in your hearts? And let me know about that, because, again, this fast chat is a little bit delayed here. So, hard time connecting the lines. Okay. Well, that just takes a little practice. We kind of sprang that one on you. So, Dom, could you please let me know on the fast chat if your knees are warming up or if they're still cold? Because if they're still cold, we're going to send you some energy right now. In fact, let's just go ahead and do it. So we're going to send Dominic some energy for his knees to warm up those knees. Okay, Dom, here it comes. So let's see what happens with the knees. Well, you're drawing the energy. I can feel it going to you. You should be heating up right now. And what I would expect is that you start to feel the warmth in your toes and maybe some little pricklies, like on the tops of your feet and up on your shins. It seems to be mostly in the front part. So let's see how you're feeling. You're still drawing the energy. Oh, cool. Dale Ray says he surely felt the energy. Cool. And Dom's got a red background in red. Let's see. Dom, are you having a pain in your little toe on your left foot? Because I'm feeling something there. Let me know on the fast chat here. It was just a fleeting little thing. But sometimes, you know, you get these little sparks as energy lines are coming together. And the little toe is the urinary bladder. And so it kind of, it's one of the points. Actually, we use it for ladies a lot of the time, but men get neglected there, you know. But I'm feeling something there. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so the energy stopped being pulled. So let's see what Dom has to say about that. And, warm knees. So Dom says he's getting gold energy and then red. I would expect that your knees are warmed up. Dom, I got to tell you, you've got a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead that are all working on you. Where else can you go and get that kind of action without paying a lot of money? So here we are. Okay, so Carla's asking, what does that mean with the feet and toes? Well, with the feet and the toes, sometimes, you know, when you are going through one of these energetic things, if you're too much in your head and you're not grounded, you're going to get really cold in the feet and the toes. And you'll notice it there because that's where we tend to notice cold first anyway. You know, you seldom get it like in your trunk because that's one of those areas that the body tries to keep warm. So you're going to feel it more in feet and toes. Sometimes knees, you know, but I'm glad your knees are warm, Dom, so that's pretty cool. Now, one of the things you can do is practice this little rainbow thing
anytime that you want to. And no pain, so that's good. Excellent. And practice it so that you can go and heal yourself. Because really, our bodies heal themselves. So if you would do that on a regular basis, you would not get into the part where, you know, you start to have chronic pains and chronic suffering and things like that, and then things that break down. So it's up to you. You know, basically everybody can heal themselves, and all that a healer does really is remind you of that. That's all we all do. So we're just reminding you, hey, you got the power. Do it. That's what we do for each other, too. You know, sometimes we all have to call each other up and remind each other that we can do this. Now, if anybody has any other healing things that they would like to work on, then please either do it on the fast chat or call in. And let me scroll up here and I'll get you the call-in numbers because I don't have them memorized even after 3 or 4 years for some reason. Oh, maybe because they changed them. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's it. They changed them. Okay, so the call-in numbers are, toll-free is 888-228-4494, and again, that's 888-228-4494, that's for the U.S. and Canada, and then for worldwide, that is 877-489-6350, and again, that's 877-489-6350. And a direct line is 530-776-5154. And again, that's 530-776-5154 if anybody wants to call in. And other than that, the fast chat's a little slow, so we prefer that you call in if you can. So we've got lots of energy in the feet and toes. Cool. Way to go, Carla. So you're moving that energy. So I think what I'd like to do with you guys, if nobody's going to call in for anything else, I think what I'm going to do is lead you all through the abundance meditation. And when we do that, this is going to be something that's pretty interesting. We did that the other night. We were talking about spiritual economy, and we were working on it. So if you would consciously work on the spiritual economy being at the forefront now, that kind of helps. Let's see, wait a minute, let me look at the comments here. A diseased body is a body not at ease. Yes, that is true. And can I put this on a tape so you can do this? Well, eventually. That's another thing I'll add to my stuff. And when I get back in Sedona in a couple weeks, I'll definitely do that. So in the meantime, you'll just have to try to remember it or go back here, download this MP3, and cut out the portion that's the meditation. Okay, ladies, are we ready to do the abundance meditation?
Sure.
All right. Okay. We want to do the abundance thing. Okay, now remember, in the spiritual economy, we are moving towards exchanging energy without money. Okay, in the meantime, yes, I realize we live in the third dimension and we have to deal with this. However, this is a way to really bring forth what you need in the third dimension also. People are so busy being out there that they forget that we have to be grounded, and our task is not to be out there. Our task is to be here now. And so what we're going to do is we are going to bring more of that here on the earth. Okay? I know that you don't know what that looks like yet. Don't worry about it. Okay? What you need to do is just to be able to let go. When you can let go and allow, then things will flow. And it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens with you guys over the next month or so when we do this. Okay, so everybody get comfortable. And we are going to be channeling our energy also to help everybody to really feel this better so that we can all have this abundance that we so desire and that we love having so we can play. We got to play. Okay. Let's take a nice deep breath. All the way down to your tummy, letting any kind of negativity, any tension out. Take another deep breath all the way down to your pelvis. Let it fall out gently from your body. Take another deep breath all the way down to your toes and let it come out gently, taking any remaining tension, negativity, darkness out with it. Now continue to breathe slow and deep unless otherwise instructed. And now see yourself standing in your favorite place, anywhere, anytime, any place. See yourself there with your guides. And now ask your guides, who are the ones who teach you about abundance and opulence and prosperity, to walk forward and to take your hands. And now as you turn to the right, you're going to see a beautiful building there. It's gleaming in the sunlight. It's beautiful white marble and gold. Absolutely exquisite. And you're going to walk up the few steps and enter that building through the most beautiful doors. And there's light streaming in from skylights everywhere. And you walk into this space now, marveling at the beauty. And you walk down a hall, beautifully appointed, gorgeous paintings and such on the walls, beautiful chairs every now and then so you can sit and contemplate the art. And you go into a room that has your name on it. And boy, that door is fancy. You go through that door into your room, and oh my goodness, it is so beautiful. You have got the most exquisite furnishings in this room. And it is just a work of art in itself. And your guides are instructing you now to sit in the most beautiful chair in the room. It has your name on it. Feel how that feels. Look at the workmanship of that chair. And just smile as you realize this is yours. Now your guides are asking you to get up and walk over to this beautiful table. And on it is a gorgeous chalice. And you look into this chalice and it's filled with everything that you have ever wanted in miniature. And you gaze upon this with wonder. Wow. And now your guides wave their hands over the chalice, and it fills with this brilliant golden white light and becomes liquid. And now they're having you drink that liquid. And you drink that down, and you feel the warmth and taste the sweetness. And drink and drink and drink until you're full, and still the chalice is full. And you smile with delight as you realize this chalice is always going to be full. And now your guides are putting a robe upon your shoulders. And some kind of a hat on your head. This is real finery. And they're directing you to take the chalice with you And you all walk back out into the hall, down a long hall. And you see that many halls are converging upon a great hall. And you walk in and there are so many beings there. The place is full. And you walk towards a brilliant white light in the center of this room. And you see a big, big bowl like a cauldron. It's huge. And it's golden. And it's encrusted with gemstones. It's absolutely gorgeous. And everybody's laughing and talking about how wonderful it is to be in this new spiritual economy. And how lovely they find everyone else to be. And you walk up to this giant bowl. And you see that everyone is pouring the contents of their chalice into the bowl. And you do so also. And when everyone has poured everything in, it automatically stirs all by itself. And then it becomes calm and everyone dips their chalice in. And now your chalice is full again. And you raise your chalice high in great thanks and celebration to the prime creator of all that is. And you smile and you say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for loving me. And you feel within yourself the voice of that great power, that oneness, the divine oneness that has created all of us, as it says to you, I love you. Thank you for being here. It is my good pleasure to give you everything that makes you happy. And you smile with joy. And you feel the connection. The divine spark within you recognizes from whence it came. And it thrills with joy. And now you are directed to go back to your room. And so you go with your guides. And you may talk to some other people along the way. And you're just grinning from ear to ear. Wow, what an experience. And you go back to your room. And you place your chalice back in its place of honor on the table. And you can either cover it or leave it uncovered, whatever you like. And you take your beautiful robe and your hat and you hang them up. And you walk out the door again, looking back with love upon this room and upon the opulence that is yours. And you take out a camera and take a picture of it. Because you got to have a picture of it with you, you know. Just for grins and giggles, you know. So you take that with you. And your guides are laughing and slapping you on the back. And they say, you didn't have to take a picture. You can come back here anytime. And you say, yeah, but I want the picture. I love it. I'm going to keep that in my wallet. And you walk out, walk down the steps. And you just have a beautiful journey back to a place that you love. And from there, back to your body, here and now. Be here now. And now open your eyes and move around. Be sure that you're back. Now, in case any of you are feeling a little bit reluctant to have left that place, let's do a little grounding. Close your eyes again. And see coming up from the center of Mother Earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up through your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, out into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, through the back, into the back of Mother Earth, so that now you are grounded and connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light to Mother Earth. And now see coming from the center of God itself the brilliant golden light of heaven, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of cosmos, and into the back of God itself, so that now you stand connected through heaven with the golden light, connected with this ring of beautiful golden light. Now see coming from the center of your heart the brilliant hot pink light streaking out in front of you right into the heart of God itself, splitting in two, going out the back, through the hearts of everything in creation, including the heart of Mother Earth, back in through the back of your heart. And now you stand connected with two lines of brilliant hot pink light, connected through love and truth, and through the heart of God itself to all in creation. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Okay, is everybody back? I'm laughing because I'm looking at these two faces here across the table from me. They're like, I didn't want to come back. I wanted to stay there in that room. You guys can go back to the room tonight, you know, when you go to sleep. And we are going to have Petrella sleep in the beam tonight. She is going to be under the beautiful Stargate light and in the beams of the sacred lights coming off of the projectors, and should be pretty interesting. And we'll see if she's still here tomorrow morning.
I think we should tell them about the yak.
Oh, yeah. Madeline says that we should talk about the yak. We were in the yak.
We had a teepee attack.
Yeah, we had a teepee attack in the yak. We were in the yak in Montana, which is the wilderness area. Wow, that was fun. And Laura Wild has two teepees there that are her art gallery. If you get a chance to go there, it's hard to find, guys. But when you go there, it is amazing. It is real wilderness. And she has these two teepees, and we actually set up the quantum vortex in the teepee. And they took inverters and ran our lines, you know, through the inverters to the car batteries, and we were doing really fabulous, and then all the lights cut out right as we started the golden grid meditation. So we just kind of finished it, and then we turned all the lights back on, and nobody wanted to leave, and there was a gentleman there that wanted to sleep in the teepee in the beam, and he just loved it. So we saw him at breakfast the next morning, and he thought it was pretty cool stuff. So we're having a lot of fun doing all these kinds of things. And looking forward to doing much more. The grid report is that the grid is lightening up. And it's lightening up in an amazing way. So the more that we do this, the more beings we're actually getting to that golden light, the more connections we're making. And I have a lot of hope, you guys, that things will turn out really well. And I'm not talking about just for us. I'm talking about for the Earth. So, keep up the good work. And let's see, what else did I want to tell you guys about? Oh, I've forgotten. Let's see, I don't think we weren't on last week, were we? Or we were on last week, but not the week before. I get all confused, you know, when I'm on the road. But we came through Montana, and I have to tell you that it was really beautiful. Really interesting. We had several venues there. Kelly Starr of Montana Connections
put out the word that we were there, and so we had no idea that we were going to Montana to begin with, or that we were doing anything there, and we ended up going to Miss D's in Bozeman, and she has a beautiful little shop there, and she's just a wonderful lady, and we went to Rocks and Things up in Whitefish with Velvet and Valerie, so it was the three V's, and we did do a broadcast that night from the Rocks and Things shop, and then we went into the Yak. So we have really made the tour of Montana and just loved it. So that was a lot of fun. And now we're leaving Washington. We went to do a gathering at the Spokane Metaphysical Research Group, and they did fabulous too, and we really had some incredible stuff happening there. And then we went to the Maitreya Center last night and had a very powerful meeting. And actually, we had an interesting thing, too. Every place we've gone has not had a projector, and they did have one last night. And so we put these photos up on the wall with the projector, and they'll change your reality, let me tell you. Even for us, we've seen them before and worked with them and taken the photos, so that was quite something. And we did have a person who was kind enough to donate the funds for a projector for us to be able to show people more of these things. So thank you very, very much for that. And we are very grateful, absolutely. So we're looking forward to more beautiful pictures. And tomorrow we leave for Oregon. And then we will be down in the L.A. area in Orange, I think, right? Or Lakewood. We'll be down there for a three-day workshop, so if you're interested in that, please call on the 800 number, and we'll be happy to hook you up with those people. That number is 888-977-5898. And again, that's 888-977-5898. So thank you for tuning in, you guys. As always, it's wonderful. I love you guys, and anything we can do to help you, we're doing out here. So, and eventually I will get all those meditations put on a disc or something and have that available. I'm kind of behind. I need more help. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.